Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilosoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a mobile app. If you are a woman who is getting divorced or is already divorced, and you're over 40, and somebody asks you what it's like out there and how you're feeling about meeting men, let me know if this sounds familiar as a response. Oh my gosh, there are so many losers out there. I hate dating apps. I'm so frustrated. I'm constantly disappointed. People start conversations with you and then they never follow up. Somebody will gaslight you, ghost you, catfish you. You meet these disgusting people who just want sex. People are all over the board. You hear from them one day, you don't hear from them for a few weeks, then they come back around. They're all messed up. They have all these problems, and I can't stand it. I know that sounds like a really bleak picture, but let me give you the good news, which is what this podcast is all about. The good news is that you only need one person. You're looking for one person, and once you find him or her, that's it. All of these frustrating, disappointing, annoying, horrifying experiences will all have been worth it. And what I want to talk about today specifically is that a lot of women who are over 40 will tell me that every man who's over 40 wants to date women in their 30s. And I think that's true for some guys, but I really believe that there are countless men over 40 and over 50 and over 60 who want to date women their own age. And just so you know that this isn't my specific opinion, because I wanted to see if it was the case, I did a Facebook poll. And I reached out to several, meaning a couple hundred men over 40, and I asked them how they felt about dating women their own age. And the majority of the men responded that they wanted to date women their own age. And these are men who are over 40 and over 50. And I'm going to read the responses from 15 of the men who are over 40 and some in their 50s who said they prefer to be with a woman who is around their same age. So here are 15 reasons men prefer to be with a woman who is around their same age, whether they're in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. And this is going to make you feel so much better. Number one, women over 40 know who they are and are generally comfortable in their own skin. And I love this one. And the reason I love it so much is because I have lived it. As I get older, as a woman who is in my mid-50s, actually, I'm a little older than that, but I'm just going to go with mid-50s. I feel like I keep getting more confident in my skin, even though as the years go by, looks keep getting more challenging. But there's something inside you that grows. Your self-confidence, your self-love, your self-assurance. And that comes through in dating. And I think that women over 40 tend to have this attitude of, this is who I am. Here's my wrinkles. Here's my muffin top. I'm not perfect, but I'm a really good person. I'm strong. I'm wiser. I'm fun to be around. I'm smart, I'm a great mother. And all of those things come across when you're dating. And so even though someone in their 30s might physically look a little better, I think women in their 40s and 50s and 60s are beautiful, beautiful women. Number two, what women in their 40s have over their younger counterparts is they're perfectly, miraculously well-calibrated to men their own age. And what this guy means is, he goes on to say, they share maturity, life experiences, and even pop culture references. They often have similar age kids, parents, and even gym habits, and most importantly, similar life goals and horizons. So think about that. Why would a man who's in his 50s want to date a woman who's in her 20s? It doesn't make sense. Music tastes, movie tastes, habits, references to things that a 20-year-old doesn't really get. And 50-year-old men really enjoy having these similar tastes. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking about 15 reasons men who are in their 40s and 50s prefer to be with women around their same age. Moving on to number three, it's effortless to talk. There are no awkward pauses, trying desperately to think of something to say. I mean, I love that. You can really talk to the person because you have so much in common with somebody who is your own age. Number four, here's what one guy said. If I'm with a young woman and I mention something about Pink Floyd or REO Speedwagon, chances are she won't have a clue what I'm talking about. And I just love that. And by the way, this is not anything against people who are in their 20s and 30s. I'm sure they're lovely people, but they belong with people who are in their 20s and 30s. Number five, you really can be yourself. It's okay if you're getting gray or getting a spare tire or prefer a quiet night at home over a loud club. And I actually know the guy who said this. And I kind of think it's funny because women over 40 don't realize that men are aging too. I mean, they are subconscious about their spare tires and their grayness and their balding. And they might be intimidated by a 25-year-old who, you know, looks so much younger than them. So we all think that these men want these trophy girlfriends. And honestly, I'm telling you guys, they really don't. I'm going to move on to number six, but before I do that, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I absolutely love and trust. The first one is Ruth Schwartz. So Ruth has been my friend for over 10 years. She is an insurance professional who handles life insurance and other kinds of asset protection. And why I think Ruth can be such a help to my listeners is that oftentimes when you're getting divorced, one or both of the people getting divorced are required in the divorce settlement to take out life insurance. So if you find yourself in that situation, or you want to take out life insurance because you think that now that you're getting divorced, it's important, call my friend Ruth. And the name of her company is Money in Motion. And you can find her at moneyinmotion.net or on Divorce Girl Smiling. The other Divorce Girl Smiling partner I want to mention is the divorce law firm of Katz and Stefani. So I first met Dan Stefani, the co-founder, 20 years ago. We are from the same community. We have kids the same ages. We belong to the same gym. And I really have gotten to know Dan over the past two decades. And he is just such a wonderful person. He's a great listener, but he's very, very good at litigation. So if you think you might have to litigate your divorce or you're in a high conflict divorce, Maybe have a consultation with Dan. I have referred a handful of people to him in the last couple years, and all of them always email me and thank me through tears, saying how awesome he was and how much better he made them feel. So it's Katz and Stefani. You can find them at katzstefani.com or on Divorce Girl Smiling. Okay, back to my list of 15 reasons single men over 40 prefer dating women their own age. Moving on to number 6, here's what another guy said. My kids are older and I have a lot more time and more freedom. So if I'm dating an older woman, her kids are most likely older than me and she has more time and freedom. I mean, think about that. If you're with a 35-year-old, she might have a 3-year-old. And nothing against that, but these men don't want to deal with young kids at their age. Number 7. The next morning, if there is one, is not about someone taking the walk of shame or rushing to get out. You can go to breakfast, maybe do a crossword puzzle together, or laugh about the night before. And I love the guy who said this because he's just so genuine. And I really, going back to, I think everybody thinks these guys want these young women. And some of them do, but I'm telling you, there are so many who don't. Number 8, there is no paranoia. Often when you date a younger woman, you feel like she is kissing you with one eye open and looking for other better opportunities. For the most part, women over 40 are looking for true love and will give you their undivided attention. How much do I love that? Because I know there are so many women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s listening to this thinking, yes, I want to be monogamous. I don't want a better opportunity. I want to be committal. And that's a lot different than a 20 or 30 year old something woman who's not ready to commit. Number 9, going out with your friends is not awkward because they are her age as well. Think about it. Let's say you're a 50-something-year-old guy and you take a 25-year-old to a party with all of your friends and their wives who are in their 50s. It's awkward. And the only time they're enjoying this woman is when they're by themselves because it's just too awkward around the friends. The wives aren't going to treat her the same way. So you really, if you're a 40 or 50-year-old woman listening to this, you have an edge. Number 10, what do you talk about with someone who is 25 years younger than you? You can't relate to them on any real level. I just love that. Number 11, there's the creep factor. My son is 23. I have no interest in dating someone who is my son's age. Isn't that incredible? But women don't think about these things. Number 12, we have had similar life experiences because we grew up in the same era, and that emotional bond and level of maturity is priceless. Think about that. These guys want a woman who grew up in the 70s, who grew up in the 80s, or who lived through Watergate and can talk about things like that. They can talk about where you were on 9/11. You weren't in grade school. You were an adult working. You might have had young kids at the time. So that is number 12. Moving on to number 13. Dating someone younger may be fun for the short term, but without an emotional bond, it won't last long. Number 14. Women dating over 40 have traveled. They've had a career. They've had children, they've probably experienced tragedy, and they're just so much more interesting. Please, I want to say this to my listeners. If you are over 40 or over 50 or over 60, you are interesting. You have something to say. You have life experiences that make for meaningful conversations. You're not afraid to be vulnerable. You're not afraid to share your experiences. That is so much more, to me, in my opinion, meaningful than this beautiful, perfect body with high boobs and no wrinkles and really skinny and fit. Who cares? At this point in our lives, it's all about what's coming out from the inside. Before I get to my last reason, number 15, of 15 reasons single men over 40 prefer dating us, meaning me too, I am going to mention two more divorced girl smiling partners who I want you to think of if you're in need for their services. So after you get divorced, when your divorce is final, there's one thing you need to do within 6 months of your divorce, and that is redo or get a new will and trust. I strongly recommend Stephanie Sexauer. She's a wills and estate planning attorney in the Chicago area. And Stephanie charges a flat fee, as do most wills and estate planning attorneys. So you don't have to worry about her charging hourly. She's going to have these really meaningful conversations with you, asking you what you want in the event of your passing. And then you won't ever have to worry about it. You can have peace of mind knowing that you're now divorced and everything is going to go to your children or whoever you want it to. And here's what happens in the event, you know, if I become ill and all this other stuff. So Stephanie Sexauer at Sexauer Law or on Divorce Girl Smiling. And the last resource I want to mention is divorce attorney Tiffany Hughes. I met Tiffany like 3 years ago, and I love Tiffany. She is the founder of her law firm, the Law Office of Tiffany M. Hughes, and she has, I believe, two or three other attorneys that work with her. But Tiffany is more of a one-man shop. So when you sign up with Tiffany, you get Tiffany. She's not the big firm. She's will really go to bat for you, and she's really a lovely person, really warm and compassionate and hardworking. And I just really respect Tiffany a lot. Okay, on to number 15, last reason. There has to be chemistry, but I am much more attracted to someone who is older if the emotional chemistry is there. In other words, it's not always about the best body or a wrinkle-free face. I'm telling you, this is not about looks and youth. This is about an emotional connection that brings people happiness and fulfillment and people who are in it for the long term. And I'm telling you guys, these men, that's what they want. They don't want these trophy wives. They want you. So have confidence in yourself. Have confidence in what you have to offer. And just be and look as best as you possibly can. So what I'm saying is, through all this, I'm not telling you to eat burgers and fries every day and not worry about your body. You need to worry about your body for health reasons, so that you don't get sick, so you have a good quality of life, and so that you're healthy on the inside. That is what matters most, to be physically healthy and emotionally healthy, and to be your best version of yourself. Go out and do what you want to do and go get that man who's your age, because I'm telling you, he wants you. I hope that helps. I hope you have a wonderful week. If you want to learn more, if you want to read more articles, watch videos, or listen to more podcasts, come see me on divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.